Audible is the destination for thrilling audio entertainment with highly anticipated new releases. The time is now more than ever to embrace the breathtaking, sinister, and shocking tales that can enthrall you, especially with brand new exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors who are guaranteed to keep you gripped, like Amy Tintera's Listen for the Lie. With exclusive thrillers from best-selling authors, captivating sound design, and dynamic performances, Audible brings these stories to life like never before. And as a member, you can choose one title a month to keep from their entire catalog. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Visit audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500. That's audible.com/WonderyPod or text WonderyPod to 500-500.
Tonight, superheroes now in super isolation.
This is what the end of the world looks like.
The COVID scare affecting Angelina and the cast of Eternals. Plus, calling all romantics.
It's my time, and the right one finally showed up.
You'll want to hear what Halle Berry says about being in love. Then, Meghan McCain sounds off, holding nothing back about her time at The View.
Okay.
I hope they're not too mad, but I don't care if they are.
Plus, Super Bowl star Snoop Dogg.
Just do what I do best.
How Martha Stewart is getting involved in his halftime plan. And just try to curb your enthusiasm. We're with a very unfiltered Larry David.
Wow, Entertainment Tonight. We're really going for it now. Okay.
Plus, the doctor, well, a doctor on TV is here. Jeffrey Boyer Chapman, you ready to scrub in and help us out?
Let's do it. ET starts now.
Hollywood's Wonder Women came out in force, and for Halle Berry, it also meant date night with her fella Van Hunt.
The thrill of this love is real for Van. Welcome to Entertainment Tonight, but there was also big news about who wasn't there.
Oh, yeah, huge news. Yeah. Angelina Jolie, Gemma Chan, Salma Hayek, and Lauren Ridloff all had to bow out of Elle's event after possible exposure to COVID 24 hours after their world premiere.
The cast of The Eternals were just exposed. And to keep everyone safe, those superheroes are now in super isolation.
A source tells ET the cancellation came just 20 minutes before the Elle ceremony was slated to begin. And although Angie, Salma, Gemma, and Lauren tested negative, the decision was made out of an abundance of caution. The presenter scrambled.
Salma conveniently sent me her remarks.
Demi Moore read Salma's speech. Eva Longoria delivered Angelina's remarks.
It is a gift to be a woman.
Gemma sent a video.
I'm so sorry that I can't be with you this evening.
The Eternals cast is now pivoting to virtual appearances. That includes our interview tomorrow, which was originally going to be in person. Also honored last night, Rita Moreno, Jennifer Hudson, and Halle Berry, who gushed over boyfriend Van Hunt.
To my love, my sweetheart Van Hunt, every good woman has a good man behind her.
Why is it that you love him so much?
I mean, because it's my time. It was finally my time, and the right one finally showed up.
Honoree Gal Gadot hit the red carpet in hot pink. I know Linda Carter made a cameo in 1984, but 3 years ago, and you guys are going to be together on the screen.
Yes!
Can we see your babies in this one again? Because we know your husband and your two daughters were in the...
We might. I can get used to it. It's a nice souvenir.
And just like that's Nicole Ari Parker clearing up Sex and the City rumors.
Everybody's like, you know, the new Samantha. And I'm like, no, first of all, there's 4 new characters of color that have been added to the show. But, you know, it's still to say there's lots of sex being had in the city.
Now let's get to our one-on-one with Meghan McCain. Rachel Smith joining us from Madame Tussauds, New York in Times Square. She didn't hold anything back, Rachel.
No, she did not, Nichelle. And after nearly 4 tumultuous years on The View, Meghan recalled to me the exact moment she decided to walk away from the Hot Topics table for good.
I was going through postpartum anxiety. I had just come back from maternity leave. It was my second day back, and Joy told me she didn't miss me. She didn't miss me zero.
You missed me so much. You missed fighting with me.
I did not miss you.
Okay.
Zero.
I felt like I'd been slapped. I started crying, and I had a panic attack in my office downstairs afterward. I threw up. It was a mess. It was like a total mess. And I just thought, like, I just don't think this is how women should be treated when they come back from maternity leave.
Are you expecting an apology? Do you want one?
Megan reveals she hasn't spoken to Joy since that final show. There are other uncensored stories in her almost six-hour audio memoir, Bad Republican, which is out tomorrow on Audible.
You say it was never the hosts that were the issues. It was the backstage and the media.
The second week I was there, there was a bunch of articles on gossip sites talking about how nobody liked me on the show, and I was a disappointment, and I was an ice queen, and you're a hated woman that everybody thinks is a lunatic. It would take a toll on you, I promise you.
Without a doubt.
I'm not going to sit here and do it.
Hold on a second.
Girl, please stop talking. Please stop talking right now.
I won't talk the rest of the show, no problem.
Okay. I wish the show and everyone truly all the best, and I hope they're not too mad, but I don't care if they are. I'm still good friends with Sunny. And I would, if I saw any of them, I would say hello and give them a hug, Joy included. And I wish them the best. Yeah, I really am a forgiver.
It may come as a surprise, but there's only one chapter devoted to The View. Megan also writes about her painful miscarriage, missing her father, John McCain, and the one star who inspired her to be raw and tell all.
I was actually pretty inspired, weirdly or not weirdly, by Jessica Simpson's memoir. And I was like, oh my gosh, she like goes with everything. And I really responded to it. And I just felt like, you know, people wanted to hear the truth.
And let me tell you, Megan is speaking her truth in this new Audible. Back to you, Nichelle and Kev.
Ooh, I can't wait for the fallout for this one, Rach. Thank you so much. All right, let's move on now to Alex Rodriguez. Those Red Sox fans are savage.
Alex got the kind of welcome you would expect when a former Yankee rolls into Fenway Park.
And who has an ex who's dating a diehard Red Sox fan.
That's a good point. Yeah. A-Rod's roast is up first in tonight's Know and Tell. I'm in the spotlight all night, ready to go.
Yes, indeed. It was nonstop trolling as A-Rod tried to report for Fox with fans screaming about Bennifer 2.0.
A-Rod! Ben Affleck's got J-Lo! How do you like them apples?
The crowd drowned out the broadcast so much, Fox reportedly had to sporadically mute the analyst's mics. And when Alex tried for revenge...
I love this town. I love this town so much.
And Adele's loving her new man. The 33-year-old cozied up to sports agent Rich Paul at last night's celeb-packed Lakers game, an eyewitness telling ET they were chatting the whole night and seemed very close.
British bacon!
Yes, Adele's living her best life, doing a taste test for British Vogue and making this confession.
My death row meal, my last meal, would be a McChicken nugget with a Big Mac and then fries. I eat at least once a week.
And finally, will Erica Jane be fired amid her estranged husband's multi-million dollar embezzlement scandal battle?
Who believes Erica did not know anything about what Tom was doing?
She has not been charged with a crime, as you may or may not know.
At the release party for author Dave Quinn's book on the Housewives, Andy Cohen fired back at critics calling for him to take Erica off of Beverly Hills. Andy even brought up the franchise's most famous felon.
Teresa was involved in some bad business, and we kept cameras going to see how that unfolded.
As for what we'll see from Erica on tonight's reunion part two,
she was laughing, she was screaming, she was crying. So I was surprised by her delivery a lot of the times.
You never know what you're going to get when the Housewives get back together. And speaking of reunions, how about the stars of The Hangover reuniting for a family film? Yes, Zach Galifianakis and Ed Helms are together again. Well, sort of. Lauren Zima with Zach at the red carpet premiere for his Ron's Gone Wrong.
Hey, buddy, how's the bebop?
I'm your best friend out of my box.
You and Ed reuniting on this movie. It's not the Hangover reunion we saw coming, but was it fun to work together again?
We didn't see each other at all. We didn't work together in the booth, as they say.
What are you doing?
In Ron's Gone Wrong, out Friday, Zach plays a defective best friend robot, and Ed Helms is the father to a lonely middle schooler played by Jack Dylan Grazer.
I was kind of daunted and intimidated that I had to do improv with Zach Galifianakis. But, you know, the chemistry was just so natural and so organic.
And while Zach will let his 4 and 8-year-old sons watch this movie, turns out it's a never ever when it comes to The Hangover.
There is a tiger in the bathroom!
They shall never know of it. People used to come up to me and go, oh, my kids love The Hangover. They go, you're a terrible parent.
And across town, our Matt Cohen was with even more enthusiastic comics.
I am on the carpet for the season premiere of Curb Your Enthusiasm with star Cheryl Hines.
And this season is pretty, pretty good.
What are you most enthusiastic about these days in your life?
Yeah, nothing.
How do you know prayers don't work? Because I'm bald.
I think Larry really captures people's inner... I was going to say idiot, but that's not good.
I'm not an everyman.
No, you're not an everyman.
I'm not an everyman.
You are a singular man.
Season 11 premieres Sunday on HBO. Joining the show is Seth Rogen, while Vince Vaughn and Jon Hamm return.
What happened to the movie where you were playing me?
The word that kept reappearing was repugnant.
Repugnant.
Is there somebody out there you're dying to have on the show that you haven't had yet?
Dying?
Just slightly excited about
it. Dying, slightly excited.
Not so much, apparently. Now, this guy right here gave us plenty of comedy and some real cringeworthy moments on Unreal.
Me?
Yes, you, honey. Yes, Jeffrey Boyer Chapman is here. Thank you so much for coming today.
Oh, girl, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else.
Honey, you look the part.
Thank you, honey. Matching bows.
Yes, we do. We're going to talk all about your new show, Doogie Kame Aloha, on Disney Plus. But why don't you help us out with what's coming up next?
All right, E.T.'s got exclusive Super Bowl scoop from Snoop.
Laid back. I tell you this, it's going to be one of the greatest Super Bowl halftime shows that you ever witnessed.
Revealing plans for the star-studded performance.
It's about to go full speed ahead.
Plus,
so all of this is color coordinated.
Jesse James Decker gives us a closet tour with a few surprises.
Look at this guy. Look, does he look familiar?
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
She's like a real-life Doogie Howser. That's why we call her Doogie.
Oh, I never made the connection.
Girl, why did you think we called her Doogie?
Exactly. That's my guest co-host, Jeffrey Boyer Chapman, starring in Doogie Kame Aloha, MD, streaming now on Disney+. This series, what I love, it's such an inclusive series, and we are definitely seeing Disney do a lot more of that now.
Yeah, absolutely. It was so important to me to be a part of this project, to be, you know, representing queer characters on such a, you know, a massive entity such as Disney+. I mean, it's everything that I ever wanted as a kid, to be able to turn on the TV and see reflections of myself bouncing back at me.
Love that. So this show, of course, is a reimagination of Doogie Howser, MD. What made that show perfect for like a reboot now?
I think that the times that we're in right now, when it comes to female empowerment, this was the perfect opportunity to reimagine the world of Doogie, bring in some females and show how fly and fabulous and brilliant they are.
I thought you dressed up for us, but tomorrow's your birthday, so that's why you look so fly. Yay! Happy early birthday.
I thought this was more appropriate than my birthday suit, so...
Will the celebration involve that cute doggy right there?
Oh, my baby. Aww. How could it not include her?
Are you that person that I see and the dog is dressed to the nines more than you?
Heck no, absolutely not. No, there can only be one star in this relationship.
Jeffrey, I'm obsessed with you. Aww. I dig your vibe, I dig your style, all of it. And by the way, speaking of fashion...
Get ready to go inside a country star's epic closet.
Yeah.
This is... every gal's dream.
Oh, yeah. Jesse James Decker shows us all the glitz and glam.
Oh, how fun are these?
Plus, it's Snoop Dogg's 50th birthday, his big party plans.
My wife is throwing me a player's ball. I just wanted it to be a fun, festive night.
And lavish present.
We've got some Super Bowl news for you in our exclusive with Snoop Dogg and Martha Stewart. Snoop, any updates on the Super Bowl? Have you started planning?
Me, Dr. Dre, Eminem had a light discussion about what we're trying to do. I tell you this, it's going to be one of the greatest Super Bowl halftime shows that you ever witnessed. Martha is such a big fan of Eminem. I'm going to finally let you guys meet.
I'm coming, you know. I have my tickets. Everything's all set. I have loved Eminem since he was just beginning, actually. And so I can't wait. This is going to be fun.
It's in Inglewood. Do you, exactly. Like, you know what that means? This is like a homecoming right here.
Have you already chosen the songs you want to do?
Well, I'm letting Dr. Dre drive, you know. It's like this and like that and like this and I can just be, you know, organically Snoop Dogg and just do what I do best.
So we know what these two will be doing on Super Bowl Sunday, February 13th, but they've got big plans before that. Tomorrow, they're reuniting for a one-hour baking competition, Snoop and Martha's Very Tasty Halloween, which streams on Peacock.
Oh, that's spooky.
Three teams of really expert bakers have been brought together to compete, creating edible Halloween feasts.
Grass, I was eating branches, bugs. it was everything that you can imagine. They made edible. It's Big Snoop Dogg with the red, white, and blue.
Another exclusive, Snoop just re-recorded the iconic Harlem Globetrotters theme with a Snoop twist. And today, the DOGG is celebrating turning the Big 5-0. He bought himself this Laker-themed classic car.
I'm just trying to go off into my 50s the way I left my 40s with a smile on my face.
And you know how Snoop is celebrating his 50th birthday?
How?
His wife is throwing a player's ball. It's going to be unbelievable.
Are we invited? Because players got to play.
Ain't that the truth? Mm. All right, let's jump to the world of country music.
Rachel Smith, back to tell us more.
That is right, guys. Well, Miss Jessie James Decker, she wears many hats, mom, wife, singer, and also fashion maven. I hung out at Jessie's Nashville home where she gave E.T. an exclusive tour of her style sanctuary. Baby, turn the lights
down low. This is every gal's dream.
Oh, yeah.
So this actually used to be a guest bedroom. So we turned this room into my office. And so we've got like our glam little table over here.
Eric has still made his presence known down here because look, look at this guy. This is gold.
Yeah, after 8 years of marriage to former NFL player Eric, Jessie needed to create a little more space for all her clothes. But it doesn't look like the den of three needs too much room for shirts in his closet anyways. Come on.
Oh! All these things are just, I've like worn them in photo shoots or music videos.
You got so much little sequins
going on. So I actually wore this for a music video for the song called Not In Love With You.
Right now, the 33-year-old is super busy. She just opened the third store for her clothing line, Kid Niche, is preparing for an upcoming tour, and her new EP, The Woman I've Become, drops Friday. It includes the single, Should've Known Better. Should've known better than to
break my heart. It's like letting go, letting loose, something holding you back.
I want those lyrics that feel so empowering the way that I felt when I was younger. Yeah,
the song has its own TikTok dance, and Jessie's 7-year-old daughter Vivian came up with the moves.
She's an amazing dancer, and she came up with the dance, had to teach me. It took me a long time to learn it. I'm like,
Eric's still working on it.
Eric, be careful busting those moves. You don't want to hurt yourself, buddy. But I think many families who have kids on TikTok can relate.
All right, coming up, a sneak peek at our Michael J. Fox exclusive. Why he still feels like a honeymoon around his wife, Tracy Pollard.
Come on, love on a Wednesday.
Hey, everybody, it's Kevin Frazier. The ET Podcast is a great listen when you're on the go, but the TV show, even better to watch every weekday when you're at home. Check your local listings for where ET airs in your market or go to etonline.com.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Hey, tomorrow, our exclusive with Michael J. Fox, the latest on his fight to cure Parkinson's. And we just love what he had to say about his wife of over 30 years. Just listen to this, Tracy Pollard.
She's my best friend, and she's so sexy as hell.
Come on, sexy.
I know. Okay. How about that? Yes.
I love it. Yes. Plus, Spice Girl Melanie C will join us tomorrow to guest co-host. I still cannot believe that she got voted off Dancing with the Stars. That was ridiculous.
Interesting.
Tragedy.
Interesting.
Listen, we can see you on that show.
Oh, for real?
Oh, yeah. Come on. Yeah. What's your go-to dance move?
Oh, you know it's Before I Let Go. A little one, two-step, a little electric slide.
She don't say the old version. The Frankie version. The Frankie version or Beyonce version. Either one is good.
Thanks for playing with us today. Doogie Kamealoha is streaming now on Disney Plus.
And congratulations to Byron Allen. He got his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame today.
Congrats, Byron. You deserve that one. Yeah. Good night, everybody.
See y'all.
Bye.
Bye.
Get one of the most successful broadcasts in television history on your schedule with the 60 Minutes podcast. Hard-hitting investigative reports, news, and culture maker interviews and in-depth profiles are waiting for you in every episode. Listen to 60 Minutes ad-free on Wondery Plus.